This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're examining the trouble faced by a nuclear deal. The United States wants to finish an agreement with India. The U.S. would, in effect, welcome India as one of the world's accepted nuclear weapons states. India would receive help with its civilian nuclear power. This deal aroused widespread skepticism, yet it turns out some of the stiffest opposition is within India itself. Some members of India's ruling coalition say they'll bring down the government if the deal goes through. We begin our coverage today with U.S. Ambassador Nicholas Burns, who is trying to conclude years of diplomacy.
We are establishing a strategic global partnership with India. And that means that India and the United States, as the world's two greatest democracies, India the largest, we the oldest, are trying to maintain peace and stability in South Asia, which of course is a critical area for the United States. And so the symbolic centerpiece of this partnership is this new U.S.-India civil nuclear agreement. India is short on power. 700 million people live in desperately poor conditions on the land. They need electricity production, but they need help. India, of course, has not been allowed for the past 35 years to have nuclear fuel sold to it because India became a nuclear weapons power outside the nonproliferation regime in the 1970s. We now are advocating that there be a change in U.S. law to let India have access to that civil nuclear power.
So given that you see this nuclear deal as a centerpiece of a better relationship with India, is it frustrating at all that you can be said to have bent over backwards? You've offered to try to change U.S. law. You've angered people who favor the current methods of nonproliferation. And after all that, India seems close to rejecting the deal.
Well, we hope they're not close to rejecting it, but there's no question that they're encountering problems. The communist parties and the very broad governing coalition in Delhi have now objected to the U.S.-India civil nuclear deal. This just happened. It was an unexpected development. The government of India is now trying to work through that problem. We don't think the deal is dead, but the deal has been postponed.
What can you do when you have these small but significant influential communist parties in India basically saying, look, we don't want a closer relationship with the United States?
I think, Steve, it's part of a larger issue. India, of course, was famously non-aligned from its beginnings in 1947 as an independent country until just very recently. Now India is seeking a global leadership role, and so it has to make a choice.
Are the communist parties in India all acting in what they would see as the national interest of India?
Well, it's hard for me to be a spokesman for them. I think I'll decline that opportunity.
I guess what I'm asking in perhaps a roundabout way is whether anyone suspects that these communist parties are thinking about not getting too far away from China, communist China.
It is true that these particular parties have had a close relationship with the Chinese government for many decades. But, you know, India is a great democracy, so I think we've got to let the Indians give them some time to work out these problems. But the one message we are articulating in a very clear way is this is an opportunity that doesn't come around often. They ought to take that opportunity.
Is time running out on that opportunity?
Well, we don't have forever. The reality of our politics is that Congress made a huge effort to pass the necessary legislation in the United States, but Congress has to have one more vote that has to be taken. We certainly don't want to go too deep into 2008. We'd like to get this agreement back to the U.S. Congress by January, if we can possibly do that.
Do you need it back by January because otherwise it's an election year in the United States and you just won't get much done?
I think the reality is that an agreement like this, which has been controversial in our own country, but which has current congressional support, it's smart to get it back to Congress at a time when they'll have the time to look at it and not to get too deep into our election year.
We've talked about skepticism about this deal in India. Let's talk about skepticism in the United States. You mentioned that Congress voted in support of this deal, but with a lot of conditions. And I wonder if the negotiations are meeting those conditions. Here's one. As I understand it, Congress said they want a deal that states that if India ever conducts another nuclear test, this civilian nuclear cooperation ends. Does your current deal do that?
Yes, it does. We have a clear obligation under the Atomic Energy Act to react if a country like India conducts a nuclear test. The president and any future president will always have that right under our law.
Just so I understand, you'll have the right, you say, to end nuclear cooperation. Would the United States be required to end nuclear cooperation if there were another test under the agreement that you've negotiated so far?
Steve, I believe that under the Atomic Energy Act of 1954, the president has the opportunity, the right. That's how the law is written, and we have protected that right.
Which means you wouldn't necessarily end nuclear cooperation, and the Indians seem to think that perhaps you wouldn't.
Oh, I think it would be up to the American president at the time, but we've been very clear with the Indians that we do not want them to conduct another nuclear test. And there's no indication that they have plans to do that anytime soon, but we protected the right, and Congress was absolutely correct in asking us to do this.
It sounds like you're right at the edge of what you might be able to get through Congress at some point, and still you don't quite have enough to bring Indians on board.
There are a lot of critics of this agreement, but there are more people who support it. I think more of the focus is not on our own country, it's on the Indian government. And will the Indian government choose to move forward? We and many other countries believe that India should grab this opportunity and enter a new era in relations with the United States.
Ambassador Nicholas Burns, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.